Greetings in Jesus' name on this 26th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 40s outside with wind gusting, and we're having a fall nor'easter. Temperatures are going to remain in the 40s, but the wind's going to go up into the 40s with wind gusts of 45 miles an hour coming in today and tonight. It's going to be an interesting time here weather-wise, and we're looking forward to a wonderful day. It's going to be a terrific Tuesday. By the grace of God, we're headed down to teach the Bible in just a few moments, and then working on our home and finishing up all of the different things that are left before we move in. And our family tonight will be headed up to Calvary Baptist Church, and we'll be part of a big political event on God and Country, where Governor LePage will be speaking. Our family is scheduled to sing. Others are scheduled to preach, and it's going to be a great evening. We're looking forward with great anticipation to what God is going to do in and through the services on tonight. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us as we labor for Christ here on this great mission field of Maine. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse number 20, where the Bible says, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called." Our writer here, through the pen of inspiration, Paul the elder, is writing to the younger pastor, Timothy. And he is sharing with him several things that is absolutely needed in his Christian life and in his pulpit life and pastoral life. And one of the things he says to him here in this passage, he says, "Keep that which is committed to thy trust." There are several truths that were committed to him, and he is asking him to keep those things and keep that which is committed to thy trust. Then he says here, avoiding profane and vain babblings. There were certain things that he was asking Timothy to avoid, one of those being profane babblings. There are different babblings that would come up in his life, and he is challenging him and even commanding him to avoid those profane babblings. Don't even get around them. Don't even listen to the profane babblings that are out there. And then he said, "I want you to avoid vain babblings." Those conversations that are useless. Those conversations that are empty. Those conversations that have no fruit and have no fulfillment. He said, avoid vain babblings. Don't be a part of it. Oftentimes in life, we find ourselves acting the exact same way. We're involved in profane and vain babblings. We're having conversations among things that we ought not to be talking about. And they're profane babblings. They're vain babblings. And then he says, avoid oppositions of science, falsely so-called. Avoid those things. Don't be a part of those crazy conversations that would cause you to veer off in some weird direction. You know, we're experiencing this in our day where young people and even preachers are going off into vain babblings and profane babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so-called. If we just but simply would listen to the Word of God and obey the Word of God, we would be way better off. And may God help us as believers to be faithful to the Word of God and not get led astray in all of the crazy items that are out there today, but to stick with the Scriptures. And may God grant that in each of our lives. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.